Welcome to this week's Weekly Bible Devotional Podcast. This is episode number 584. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. This is Edward Patterson. Daily Devotions written by Pastor Thomas Smith. The title of today's devotional is Speak No More of This Matter. Let's begin. I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain, and Lebanon. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes, and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, Let it suffice thee, speak no more unto me of this matter. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. Moses was truly one of the greatest leaders of all time, and a faithful servant of the Lord. Yet the people provoked Moses at the waters of Meribah. The Israelites were without water and rebelled against Moses, complaining and criticizing him for their difficulties. God told Moses to speak to the rock and water would be given for the people. In his frustration and anger, Moses smote the rock instead of speaking to it, as God had instructed him. God then told Moses he would not be able to bring the Israelites into Canaan. Our text begins with Moses rehearsing how he pled with God to allow him to enter the promised land. I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. Imagine how much Moses wanted to see this mission completed and the Israelites occupy their inheritance. He had led them out of their Egyptian bondage and spent 40 years with them in the wilderness. But God's judgment was sure. Moses recorded, The Lord was wroth with me for your sakes and will not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, Let it suffice thee. Speak no more unto me of this matter. The Lord told Moses to drop the issue and speak no more unto me of this matter. This should alert us all that there are times to appeal and there are times to drop it. This is true in our prayers to God, as well as our petitions to others. We must be willing to accept God's decisions, as well as the judgments of those God places in our lives to lead us. Parents can become frustrated by children who do not take no for an answer, and continually ask for that which has already been denied. However, adults can be just as determined even with God. We need to be sensitive to the Lord and submissive as well. Sometimes He may not allow us to go somewhere or do something that we wish to do. However, we have to be willing to accept His will. There may be times when we continue to complain and plead with God when it would be better to speak no more of this matter. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I pray that this devotional podcast has blessed the person listening to this and that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his or her heart. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For more information about my devotionals, please visit my WordPress page at weeklybibledevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you. Are you tired of living the way you have been? And with a change in your life, meaning, are you saved? Jesus has his arms open wide for you and is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you ask him in your heart today and be your Lord and Savior? Don't put it off any longer. If you feel Jesus tugging at your heart, all you have to do is recite this prayer with me. Are you ready? Precious Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and I have lived a life of sin. I repent of my sins and I ask you to forgive me. As your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that you are God, born of a virgin birth, that you died on the cross and shed your blood for my sins and gave me everlasting life. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help guide me to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have recited this prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.